Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me husband, Chris Ramsey, and we're about to flap some gums.
Flap some gums. I didn't know what was going to happen there. I always wait for an insult and then I like breathe in. You might have heard us breathe in and I'm going to say something as well, but I'm just, yeah.
You were ready to speak before you'd even heard what I said?
I've just got to be ready. Just fists up, just ready for whatever insults, a barrage of insults that you've thought of off the cuff this week come my way. But again, none, which is really nice. There's been just none. I'm loving it.
I don't want to swear in the first, 30
wow,
seconds.
So that's the reason. So you can't actually talk about us without swearing.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. Well, we avoid each other now, and it's quite a good little system we've got going on. You've been fannying on in the morning yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fannying on, just mm-hmm. doing stuff, just messing on.
You still came and told us all the shit you were doing. You can't help yourself.
To be told
that's not leaving each other alone before the podcast. You coming into my office,
right,
telling me of all the shit you've done with the Wi-Fi. That, honestly, Chris, couldn't
you
give a
asked
fuck.
It, don't
couldn't.
You dare. You asked us to do it. You were like, put the telly in our room. Telly can't go in our room without the Wi-Fi getting sorted
yeah,
out.
Yeah, great. Put yeah. it in. Put the Wi-Fi in.
Your
don't come
as well.
And tell us
your
mom's
been on the case as well about hers. Every 5 fucking minutes she goes,
the telly in my room doesn't work. I can't get the internet. I'm getting the internet on my phone, but I can't get it on my laptop.
It's because it's data, Sandra. You're using the data.
But then we don't need it explained. Anyway, crack
listen,
on.
Listen, I want to know. Listen, I just want everyone
You're
to know.
Boring.
I want everyone to know when I've done something. I need to be rewarded and patted on the back when I've done
so
a task.
I'm so on my period and you are so...
Oh, she's on her period. It's horrific.
On my last nerve.
Honestly,
right,
you must be on your period half of the episodes we do. Do you know that?
Well, that'll be right because
you're
it's
on it
once
or
a month.
Due on it or I've just had it and I'm still
Should
reeling.
We re-record this? Because this is horrific.
God. No. Keep this in. The people need to see the real stuff.
Awful.
There's no... You can't plaster over the cracks here. This is
I
the real
do,
stuff.
Let's start again.
No.
Mid-introduction. Yes, please. Because if we carry
right.
on
right.
in this... tone in this vein, right. then this is going to be a horrible episode.
Okay.
So here we go.
So when we do it again,
right.
and we'll be
no,
nice.
Ready.
Right, so
okay. Ready, okay. Go. Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Oh, fuck off, man. Right.
Welcome to this week's episode of Shag Marginoid.
Maybe the last. Guys, it is episode 113. Unlucky for some. Is it still unlucky for some if it's 113 or is it just 13?
I think it's just 13.
Right, okay. Well, it's got 13 in it. You never know.
Oh,
you never know.
Do.
All right, then. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Hope you're all right out there. Hey, maybe you've had a haircut. Maybe you've been in the pub. You've sat outside. Hopefully, you're enjoying yourself and, a bit of normality's coming back into your life. But we are still here in your ears every Friday or whatever day it is you listen to it. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... trying to cut a baby's fingernails.
Oh, hell on earth.
Hey, are you a fully grown adult? Think you're stronger than a baby? Think again, motherfucker. Try and clip that little bastard's nails. They will summon some incredible Hulk shit level of strength. And they will keep their little twatty little hand moving the entire time.
Honestly.
It's like trying to arm wrestle fucking Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
It's so bad.
It's outrageous. Hey, and guess what? When you do clip down, you'll hit just nail, but they'll wince. So you think they've cut their finger because they're fucking evil. Evil.
And guess what? Oh. Don't cut that shit properly. They're going to scratch their face to
exactly.
Fuck.
Cutting a baby's nails, it's a lose-lose situation.
It really is.
It's horrible.
But do you know what really upsets me?
What?
Kids with long fingernails.
Yeah. Both our kids have got long fingers.
They grow so quick. And Robin's are always scruffy. And Rafe's are scruffy.
Don't know how.
He doesn't do anything.
Don't know what he's been doing.
Looks like he's been digging in the back garden.
He's got hands like a mechanic. You literally go, Rafe, what have you been up to? Just changing the oil on the Escort.
Have you ever smelled them at all?
No.
Oh, his hands stink.
It's because he's always got them in his mouth.
But what's his breath smell of?
I don't know. He's never brushed his
teeth. He's got no teeth.
He's never brushed them. He's got none.
Should we start brushing his gums? His breath stinks.
The idea of brushing gums makes us want to be sick everywhere.
just with a little flannel.
Brushes on soft gums.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Gums freak me out anyway. Why? Even when he smiles with his little gums, I'm like, oh.
I love a little gummy smile.
Oh, no, they get soft. You know if you do that thing where you put you bend your little finger, and you put your little finger in their mouth to see if they're hungry, and they latch their... I don't know, it's what I imagine a fucking starfish feels like if it grabs a hold of you.
But that's funny, because you know when you start weaning them, I was like, I remember when I was giving Robin food, and I was like, but he's got no teeth, how's it? And I read somewhere, it was like, no, their gums are really strong, and they just use them like teeth, so they just bite with their gums.
God, babies are horrible, aren't they? Hey, aren't babies horrible? Oh, God. Send them back. Send it back.
Oh, don't you even.
I'm joking, he's the best.
Me little
joking.
Treasure with these little Wolverine hands.
At what age? Oh, do you know how we got a load of shit for doing his ears? Why don't we take him for a manicure and see how much shit we get for that in the press? That'll be fun.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, take him for a manicure. And they brought their 13-week-old baby in and said, we hate his nails.
Cut them all off. Gels. I want gels on them. Let's do it.
Oh, Rosie, this is still the intro.
Oh, fuck, here's a jingle.
There we go.
Yeah.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Really sorry that you had to listen to that aggressive intro. We promise we're going to be a bit better for the rest of the episode.
Don't promises you can't keep.
No, do you know what it is, Chris? We have just spent so much time together
so
recently
much time.
That... it's just a bit much, isn't it?
Every argument or little... I've just noticed this over the past couple of weeks. Every little argument or little bit of stress that we have with each other at any crossed word always goes to like, will you always do this? I'm not, will you always do that? Will you need to stop that? Will you need to stop that? And we always just come to the level playing field of, we've just spent too much time together.
Well, I remember... just far too much. Do you know when we started this podcast and people were like, couple goals... How are you guys? Such a good relationship. Crazy. We never saw each other.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
That's the answer.
100%. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was always away.
You were away so much. Yeah. So I used to like dream about you coming home, and I'd be like, oh, my love, he's coming home. I'm going to wait at the window for my love. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh.
Now I get shouted at for farting two rooms away. Where are you? Stop it. Was he not even in the same room as us? I can hear it. I can feel it.
I can sense it.
Strictly was the happiest we've ever been because we just never saw each other.
It was.
Yeah, it was just away constantly.
I know. Oh, God. Anyway, the world's getting back to normal.
It is.
People are out.
It's cracking on lovely, isn't it?
Mint.
It's cracking on. We went to the pub last night.
We bloody did. We've been to the pub loads.
Hey, goodness. I've actually been to the pub a little bit too much. I need to rein it in a bit. I was just so excited.
You've been nearly every day, actually.
Oh, no, not nearly every day, but, you know, quite a bit.
A lot of the times.
Mentally, I've been there every day. Mm. I just check out in the house and imagine I'm in the pub.
Yeah. We haven't even seen inside our local pub yet.
I went to the toilet.
Did you?
Toilets look nice.
Toilets nice. Good. good.
But they'll open next month, so that's all good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I haven't really ate any... Like, we haven't been to a restaurant outside yet because I like to have warm food.
We live in the north.
I know.
Everyone in London and down south and that enjoying your little alfresco dinners. Hey, really well done. We are just, you know, it's an ice cream or a salad.
It is,
or it's ruined.
I've seen someone get like a mezze plate. So it was like pita bread, tzatziki, and like hummus and that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks really nice, but it would be clay cold and just, it would hurt your teeth.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be very enjoyable, I just think, up here. So I'm going to wait until they're open and sit inside. I always sit inside. Do you know people who love sitting outside when they eat?
Yeah.
And I get, like, my mum, oh, Sandra, I love sitting outside. As soon as there's, like, any sort
of sun.
She
had two coats on yesterday when we're outside the pub, your
mum. I know, but she just likes to be outside. She's like, I'm sitting outside, have a coffee. I'm like, Mum, it's freezing. She's like, the sunshine. I'm like, yeah, but it's minus two. It's that really cold sun. She just loves it. I'm just not for that life. It has to be warm.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I've always had a thing against sitting outside. I used to have a stand-up routine about it. I don't think I made it in any show, but it was basically like me.
Oh, well, so, oh hey, just do it on the podcast.
No, I wasn't.
Not
I wasn't
good
gonna
enough
do it.
For one of your shows.
Recycling the audio. Yeah, they get this fucking shit for free.
Oh, that shit in here.
No, it was because whenever you look at a new house, whenever you go and look at houses,
yeah,
or you view a house, they always go, oh, and there's a patio and you can sit outside and have breakfast. And mm-hmm. You go, fucking no one ever does that. It's either cold, it looks hot. It either looks hot and you go outside and you go, actually it's freezing, or it's hot and there's wasps and flies and you go back in. There's no middle ground in England. It's either really hot and there's wasps or it's cold.
No. I know when it's really hot, I'm all for it.
Nah, wasps.
It's when it's a bit cold.
Wasps and flies.
Oh, hey.
Can't have it. Sitters in a big bubble outside. Big net.
They do them now.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. Well, of course they do. See the year we've had. Of course, every fucker will have them on.
No, there's loads of restaurants and that. We've got these like pod things that you sit in.
Ah, they'll be full of flies. Someone will have left the pod open for too long on a hot day and there'll be loads of fucking flies in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you go in a tent, when you go camping and they leave the tent open, there's just loads of fucking flies in your tent.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Great. Mm. So,
lock your pods, guys. This week's advice, lock your pods. Keep them flies out.
I think them pod things are just something that you look at on Instagram and all that and you go, wow, that looks amazing. Then you imagine yourself sitting in and you go, I bet it stinks.
Did you not see that Flaming Lips gig that they did? They did a gig, everyone was in orbs. Did you not see it on stage?
No?
The singer and all of the people were in orbs on stage. Uh-huh. And then this whole crowd full of people, like imagine like an O2 Academy,
yeah,
all of them in these big inflatable hamster balls.
Right,
so
okay.
There was all like social distanced. Oh, I mean, man. Fucking health and safety nightmare. Wow. Fire in there, all in orbs. See you all later.
Yeah.
I personally think they should have them bubbles anyway for most pubs. Just nothing worse than smelling someone else's fart in a pub.
Yeah.
Although, are you looking forward to smelling other people's farts in the pub? Have you missed pubs that much that you want to smell a man's fart in a pub?
No.
In Wetherspoons? No.
Never again.
You're good?
Oh, no. Brewdog. Great chain of pubs. Sorry, big shout out to Brewdog. But last time I went in there, it fucking stunk. It was absolutely lifting. And just groups of blokes.
Blokes
who
with
were
beard
just like,
pumping.
Ugh. And I just thought, it stinks in here.
Well,
I, for one,
can't wait. I'm going to, honestly, next time, I think there's one in Shepherd's Bush. I'm going to go in when next time I go to London for work. I'm going to go in arse level. Yeah, but when do I get to go to Newcastle when I get to go to Newcastle? I'm talking about when I'm in London working on my own and I get a bit of fucking time to myself.
Right,
thank
all right
you,
then, get yourself a 40 pants, Brewdog.
I'm going to go in arse level on my knees and just. Welcome back.
Order a couple of scotch eggs.
You can get scotch eggs.
That's what everyone's bought. That and the ale. It's a lifting.
Scotch eggs and ale.
I might have been there on a bad day.
On a day where there was just copious farts.
Lots
Do you
crumbs.
Think Brewdog could sue us for saying that their places smell like farts?
I think it would probably be a good advertisement because they do really like you say, yeasty beer.
Yeah.
Like proper hoppy like ale, you know.
It's safe to say you just went on a day where there was a lot of flatulent customers.
Yeah.
I think we'll leave it at that.
It's a very cool bar.
Yeah, we'll go.
Listen, I'll probably go.
Yeah.
It would mask my own fart.
Well, that's the advantage, isn't it?
All right, then.
Stand next
enough.
To someone who looks like a copious farter.
Right.
Knock a couple out and go, I'm going to have to move away from him. He's pretty farting nonstop.
Yeah. Oh,
but it was you all along.
It was me.
I mean, I blame mine on Rafe at the minute. It's fantastic.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So Chris and I, off mic, have just spent a good 3 minutes asking each other what we've been up to, going through diaries, trying to find interesting things to tell you guys about. And we found the most interesting thing.
Got the
that's
most interesting
at
thing.
The minute.
Brace yourselves, guys. Everyone, just watch out. I'd like a drum roll,
okay,
please. Yeah.
Here we go.
I hope you can hear that because it's just happened very quietly on the desk.
I'm scared that the mic is going to go up into the ceiling because the mic stands
just before this Rosie was pulling the mic stand down and it was flying up.
So I don't
want to
do it. Right, oh hang on, I'll do it on my cheeks. Ready?
Okay. That just sounds like someone wanking.
Oh.
That was
right,
awful.
Okay, hang on. Oh,
would have done.
Okay, ready?
Fucking hell. I thought you did music in that. I thought you did singing and stuff.
Not like,
Christ,
I don't do, what's it called? Like ASMR? What's it called when they do
the... Don't know. Oh, the whisper, oh, the manky stuff. Yeah, horrible that on YouTube.
Right, listen.
Yeah.
Ready?
Right, ready? Right. Big it up too much. Not going to be worth it. Dishwasher's getting delivered next month.
Yeah.
7th. Boom.
That's it.
New dishwasher.
One of we'll have to be in for it.
Probably all day. It's an all-day slot.
Put it in you. Eh? Oh, that. How do they get away with that
shit? Unbelievable, innit?
Honestly, the day before, your item is being delivered between 7 and 7.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no, no. So it's an all-day slot at the moment, then on the morning they'll text us with a four-hour window.
Four-hour window?
Rosie, you got somewhere to fucking be, like.
I mean, I might. That is, but you know they'll come when you go for a walk. You know that they will be at your door if you dare leave for a 20-minute walk.
Did I not tell you about my mate's dad the other week?
No.
My mate was telling us his dad got a delivery window for someone to come and do a carpet.
Right.
And they said, oh, we'll be there between, I think it was 4 and 6. Which is, that's 2 hours is all right, though, at night.
Yes, I know, but that's tea time.
Well, because the guy phoned up and went, right, yeah, mate, we'll be there 4:45. And my mate's dad went, oh, no, you'll be here all night. Put the carpet down, forget it. And just put the phone down on him.
I mean,
the phone back up and book it back in the next day.
4:45, though, to come and put a carpet down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too late.
Well, it's the slot he was given. What they're supposed to do, knock off at 12 because no one fancies an afternoon slot.
I mean, no, but don't do slots after 4 o'clock.
Well, but they've got, people need their carpets.
People don't need carpets that urgently.
Oh, right, so after a certain time at night, you don't need a carpet anymore.
No, listen, why are you not understanding this?
I just feel...
You'd be happy somebody coming to put a carpet down at 5:45. What time does Rafe go to bed?
Right.
About 5:45.
It's not in Rafe's bedroom, that's okay.
I know, but I don't want somebody here. I'm in pajamas by 5:45.
Rosie, we're not getting this. This happened to someone else. What's the matter with you? We're not getting a carpet. Calm down. Breathe.
Why are you getting people to come to the house at 5:45?
I'm not.
I'm livid about this.
This dishwasher comes late at night. There's going to be hell on now.
There will be hell on. Ugh. Do you remember when the fridge got fitted? And the bloke didn't have the right things.
He couldn't do it. I had to plumb it in myself.
Put everything on the floor.
It's unbelievable. He poured it was amazing. He poured a full massive toolbox of little washers and connectors onto the floor and stood looking through them. And there was a lady delivering it with him. And she just stood there shaking her head the whole time he did it. I looked at her, I went, is this most of your day? Him just looking for stuff in this box. She went, aye. She went, I told him he needs a filing system, but he won't. And he was like, I'll find it, man. They were like a married couple. It was fucking delicious.
Oh, that was quite funny.
It was very good.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for Rafe's Mystery.
Harrowing.
Mysteries.
This is just... Frightening that, like.
Oh. Right. Sorry, hang on. Jesus. He starts crying at the end, so I had to stop.
That was harrowing. So that's supposed to be Rafe's Mysteries.
It's Rafe's Mysteries.
Shout out to everyone who doesn't have kids, who just had to listen to a fucking kid crying for a bit.
I didn't want to leave him out.
Crikey.
We've got two kids now.
Yeah?
Can't be leaving one out. Do you know what I mean?
All right, man. But, like, you know, at least let him grow some teeth before he gets to graft.
That's him talking. He never shuts up.
He's such a little smiler. Right.
Got a Rafe's Mystery.
Rafe's Mystery. Fantastic.
Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries.
Okay, I've missed Rosie's Mysteries.
Have you?
Yeah, I just like the competitive element of it. This, you know, the competition element. I like it.
What, the guessing what?
Yeah,
it is.
I just love it. Okay, love it.
I don't know if you're ever going to get this one, but we'll see.
Okay,
we'll see. Okay, somebody has wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Rosie's Mysteries, Mysteries, Mysteries. And a couple of weeks ago, when you said you didn't have any to read, an old strange story sprung to mind, which you might find either unbelievable or terrifying.
Okay, hopefully both.
So like you, Rosie, I too worked at Pontins for around 5 years on the bars about 10 years ago.
Got you.
I loved it there.
5 years on the bars 10 years ago. Okay, I get that makes sense.
They worked there for about 5 years, but they were on the bars.
For ten years ago.
Because
so they finished on the bars 5 years ago.
Because the bar staff and the cafe and staff, they lived there as well.
Right, okay.
So they lived on site with like the entertainment team and
everyone lived
together.
Everyone lives there.
All the lifeguards. Yeah, it was
like a cruise ship that never moves.
I loved it there. Met mad characters and have so many stories to tell. But this is one of my faves.
Okay.
Good times. Told to me by an older bloke in the local pub across the road from work. I can't take the credit, but he told me he witnessed this firsthand.
Okay, right. And my alarm bells are ringing. My alarm bells are ringing here because we do now and then get trolled with something that is like an urban legend or whatever. Or something. I mean, some people have sent stuff in that was from a film or something. But if we don't know what it is, we can only react to what it is at the moment, don't we?
Yeah.
So, but normally my radar's up. It's up twice now.
Right, okay.
I'm doubled up here.
Right, well, here we go. When the guy was younger, he served in the British Army overseas in the Middle East.
Okay.
Whilst off duty, the lads / soldiers would leave their compound and find somewhere in the desert to have a shindig.
I thought you were going to say shit. Okay.
They might do that as well. He told me they did this pretty often, but had to keep it secret from their officers.
So they would leave their compound and just go into the desert to have a party?
Must do.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I don't know anyone who's worked overseas like that in that capacity. Do you?
Well, in the military,
uh-huh.
A couple of people, but I've never heard of that happening. Uh-huh. But you know, God, I mean, what else is there to do out there?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
This one night, they had gone off to enjoy themselves, but one guy had a little too much fun and decided to take himself back to camp earlier than the rest.
Oh gosh!
This is where the story became third hand from the guy who left the group early.
Right.
His account says he tried to make it back to camp, but got a little lost on the way back. He had a stumble and while sat down, decided to stay where he was and rest until it became light again.
Okay.
Waking in the early hours of the morning, he was a bit worse for wear, but chose to find camp as it was now light outside.
Oh my God.
Standing up and trying to remember the way back, he believed lighting a cigarette would clear his foggy memory from the night before. He takes the cigarette packet from his pocket, pulls out a cigarette and places it between his lips. As he reaches for his lighter from his pocket, the cigarette falls to the floor. Confused, he tries again. Pulls out a cigarette, places it between his lips. As he lights his lighter, the cigarette falls on the floor.
Right.
Miffed that last night's actions are impacting on his morning cigarette ritual, he tries again. Cigarette out of the pocket, puts it to his lips, falls to the floor again.
Right.
Why couldn't this guy light a cigarette?
No.
Mysteries.
His fucking lips have fell off. Has he got no lips? Is something in his lips? Has he lost his lips? What happened? What happened to his lips?
Loose lips sink ship. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm actually frightened. Okay. I don't like the way this story's been told.
Is this like a, what's the word?
It's really fucking grim. It's really grim. Story. And I played the new Resident Evil demo the other day, so I'm a little bit more shaken up than normally.
Well, okay. Do you want to hear what happens?
So he keeps putting this, so he puts the cigarette to his lips. Mm. So he can't be in pain, but he's worse for wear and has fallen. So if they're falling and he's putting the... Is it his mouth? It must be something to do with his mouth. It can't be the cigarettes because he'd seen him when he... Oh, God, just tell us. This is horrible.
Okay, here we go. So the story continues.
Mm.
As that third cigarette falls to the floor, he feels a tickle on the back of his neck. He quickly reaches his hand behind his neck and knocks off what has caused the tickle. Looking at the ground was something that looked like it was from a sci-fi alien thriller movie. It was in fact a giant carnivore of the desert, a camel spider.
Right.
When he was sleeping, the spider had snuck up on him, proceeded to eat his top lip, hence why his cigarette kept falling to the floor.
Fuck off.
The bloke who told me the story said he witnessed the guy getting back to camp without a top lip, and that was the story he gave.
Why is it just in his top lip?
Just
why just the top one?
Just like bottom lips.
What the hell's going? That's the oh.
Too funny.
God.
Apparently, the guy recovered with the help of plastic surgery, but I'm sure he will still have nightmares of that tickle on his neck.
Oh no! No. I don't know what to think about that.
Well, you know, when I read it, I was like, did that happen? But I remember when I was younger and it stayed with me for my whole life. I read, I think it was Shout magazine, and there was a story in there of somebody who had one of them maggots or worms inside of their head.
Mm.
And they had to put a bit of bacon on their head with cling film over the top to bring their worm out. And then they had to catch it.
So it came through the skull?
Mm-hmm. No, it was stuck. So there was a hole where it had gone in, like a maggot or a worm thing, right? And then they put a bit of bacon, raw bacon, on top of the head, covered it with cling film so that it would come to the surface. And then when it came to eat the bacon, somebody had to tweezer it out. And that stuck with me forever. There was a picture in the magazine.
There was a picture of it
because
I've heard this story discussed on podcasts in the past.
No, it's true. I've seen the picture.
And it got immediately dismissed as bollocks.
What?
But you've described it a little bit better than that.
I saw a picture of it. I swear. It might have been Shout Magazine.
What the fuck is Shout Magazine and why are we using
it
Shout
Magazine?
It
won't have been Shout Magazine.
I mean, it's hardly a medical journal, is it?
No.
It's hardly...
Well, it was just one of them magazines.
Shout Magazine.
It might have been one of me nana's, like, chat or something. Or
oh, my
this is,
God.
What's it, this is your life? What they're called, man? That's
oh,
life.
Dear, nah.
But then ones you read at the hairdressers where it's
oh,
like,
right. yeah.
Oh, you know...
I believe that, yeah. I believe
stuck
the 23
cream eggs up me arse.
Yeah, I believe the collective term is tat magazines.
Yes.
Bullshit magazines.
Very interesting, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where I stand on that being thing.
Their magazines are like, I had an affair with my dad before I knew he was me dad. Like, that's basically what they're like.
Jesus. Is that not just a conversation you overheard in your hairdressers?
No. No, them magazines. Have you never read one of them magazines?
No. Yeah.
Ho. Interesting. So anyway,
that's
Lipless.
Crazy. Lipless. That's so weird. So is it on Bear Grylls or is it on something else where they tell us? I'm sure Bear Grylls tells a story in one of his episodes about a guy who sleeps in the jungle and he's asleep on the hammock he's made, which keeps him off the floor for all the creepy crawlies.
Mm.
But in the night, his arm falls down on the floor. Have you not heard this one?
No.
Shuts Bear Grylls. If I've got this wrong, I apologise, but I'm sure it's Bear Grylls. So you know how sometimes your arm will hang out your bed?
Yeah.
So his arm hangs out the bed and he wakes up in the morning and there's a snake busy, his whole arm's in the snake's mouth.
No.
And it's busy sort of digesting his hand.
No.
Yeah.
You'd wake up.
Well, you would wake up when someone's eating your fucking lip, would you not?
Yeah? I mean,
oh, arms, definitely lips. No.
No, I'm sorry, right? A spider eating your lip, right?
Eating your lip.
I know.
Come on,
but
man.
But a snake gnawing at your arm.
Well, no, it swallows the arm. It just swallows the arm. So you feel like it's got a tight glove on or something. And then it'll start. I mean, I imagine it hurts when it's... I think it was Bear Grylls, but it might be... But I don't know, man.
I've
got loads of stuff to remember at the minute.
I'm not being funny. Who are these people sleeping this deep? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, there's missing your alarm.
There's not hearing the bairn cry, but then there's having your lip and your arm chewed off. Do you know what I mean? Like, come on.
I mean, I'm a deep sleeper, but when some parts of me anatomy start getting eaten, I will, you know, I'll stir.
You might stir just a smidge. Oh, yeah. Why do people want to do that?
Oh, look, I don't know if they're true or not, but, you know, bloody fun to talk about.
But have you ever seen, just while we're talking about Bear Grylls, because we've never really talked about Bear Grylls much.
Did you see
the episode when he slept inside of an animal carcass?
Has he seen that? What, like, are you not thinking of Empire Strikes Back?
Eh?
Star Wars, where they do it. They do it in Star Wars.
Oh, am I? No.
Am I? I was joking.
Oh, do they not?
No, yeah, he cuts the thing up with a lightsaber and sleeps inside it, but yeah.
No, it was Bear Grylls.
Right, okay.
He sleeps inside of, like, he's either, this is going to sound ridiculous, right,
yeah.
But it's one of the extremes, so he's either in the desert or the...
Right.
Both cold
at night, so that makes
right,
sense.
Right, okay then. Well, yeah. Anyway, there's a dead animal, a really big animal, let's say a camel.
Right.
Let's say there's a dead camel
and
there's a carcass and he literally gets inside of the carcass. And it's honestly up there with one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. Just go home. Go home, Bear. You're not on a task.
Well,
he's not saving it. No, I know. And I think it's great. And you know, if you have to survive, if that is where you live and you're going to find your wife and your child because they've been kidnapped and you have to like, look, come on, I've got to do this. What's he doing it for? Why is he sleeping in a carcass?
To show people how to do it.
But why?
Because you might need it. You've just said you might need to go and save your wife and child. He's showing you how to do it.
I was just using that as an example.
Well, you shouldn't have, because what you've done is you've given me evidence to back up Bear Grylls. I will not have Bear Grylls slagged off.
No, I won't have Bear Grylls slagged off, because I do like Bear Grylls and I enjoy his programmes. But I did watch that and think, Bear, come on.
I mean, I remember watching one where he jumps out of the helicopter. You know the ones where he just jumps out of the helicopter and he's left there. And he's in some like woods somewhere. And he jumps out and literally takes like 5 or 6 steps and then he's like, oh, there's some bear droppings here. And he goes through the bear droppings and there's like a core of an apple in the bear droppings and he starts eating it. And I think, you've just got off the helicopter.
No, he doesn't.
You can't be that clamming yet. Why are you eating that? You might find something better. What are you doing?
There wasn't any food on the
plane.
That's like
the worst version of going in the first restaurant you see. That's like the worst version of that. Straight away, I was like, you're just 2 seconds, mate. You've been there 2 minutes, man. Fucking work up an appetite first before you go sifting through bear shit for an apple core. Christ
Why
on a bite.
Did he eat it? Surely that would make you ill.
It was. I remember him chewing it. It was disgusting. He's like, oh, it's really sharp, but he's, you know, getting the energy from whatever. He commits.
Right.
The lad commits.
He does.
You can't say he doesn't commit. Good God.
I love that program, The Island. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really enjoy that. When they wouldn't boil the water, and I'd be like, you'd be ill. oh, again. Why are these people? Do they watch the program?
Every time. Most of them might have done what I did. Yeah, I've seen every episode, and then they're just like,
oh, every time.
Don't even know how to drink their own piss.
They drink the dirty flipping pond water.
Tell you what.
And I'm like, boil that shit, but then they don't have a fire.
Tell you
and
what.
And then they're all starving.
They lose a hell of a lot of weight.
Well.
They look bloody fantastic by the end of it. I mean, it's not a safe way to do it, but hey, they look absolutely see their abs.
You know, malnourished to bits. It's not what I would advise, but yeah, you're right. It's grim, like. They're always covered in all of the ant. Oh, nah, I'm
never. I'd never do any of them. I'd never do jungle. I'd never do anything like that.
No,
no chance. It would be. Hey, who wants to watch Chris Ramsay cry on the telly and throw a fucking fit of little Paddy? Who wants to watch him throw his toys out the pram? That's
me.
It would be.
Personally, me.
No, you see it around the house. You see it around the house enough.
But then everyone would understand.
Yeah. Nah, I like to keep it. Nah. I like it because they think I'm joking because I joke about so many things on here. They go, is he serious? Is he not? Nah, maybe I'm joking. Maybe I'd spit me toys out the pram and say, call me agent and be crying. Or maybe I wouldn't.
No, you would. We'll see.
Mysteries.
You absolutely
mysteries,
would.
Mysteries.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Right, okay, cool.
Why?
Because I just came quite quickly, but that's fine.
Well, you're not ready for that.
No.
I'll be ready, man. I'm ready for a fight at any moment.
Get your
fists
out my face. Get them down. Honestly,
who
do you think you are?
I just lifted my fists up like a boxer and just tore us off and I got quite scared. What's your beef, eh? Because listen, I've got 3 to pick from this week because you've been getting right on my dick end. You've been getting right on my dick end this week, you have.
Not literally.
Not literally. Just on
Just figuratively.
Right. What's your beef? Do you want to go first or shall I go? No, you go first. Then I can pick the severity between 1, 2, and 3. Or do you know what? If I particularly dislike your beef, I'm going to hit you with all 3 in a row.
Right, great. I cannot wait to listen to certain parts of this when we are in that divorce court. Honestly, dream about it at
it's
the minute.
It's going to be such a long process. new evidence, episode 113.
Oh. Episode 113, Christopher Ramsay lifted his fist to the defendant. Defendant.
Why are you the defendant? Why aren't we both?
So what?
You're both equal. Why are you? Why am I suddenly the accused and you're the defendant? And hey, you're a right bastard. Do you know that?
I've been watching too much Line of Duty.
Oh God,
getting all above myself.
Hey, Line of Duty's getting good.
It's really good. Oh, Chris, though, no idea what's going on.
Nah, don't know what's going on.
Do I dare tell the listener what I got asked to do?
The podcast. No, I think that's fair enough to say that we're huge fans and you got us to go on the podcast, but... Yeah.
But I had to turn it down because I can't remember all the people.
I'm exactly this. I'm good with films and names and lyrics and stuff. I don't know who all the people are. We had to pause it four times and Google people's names.
I had to Google that. What's his name? Tommy? See what I mean?
Yeah, the old guy who got the caddy on board.
Years
him.
Ago.
Yeah.
You recognised the picture, I didn't. I was like, was I listening to that?
You know what it is? Fair play it with, because it gives you nothing on a plate.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It really keeps you hooked. It gives you nothing on a plate, but... Good grief.
Well, I was embarrassed because I thought, I'll go on this podcast and it's the caddy that presents it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll be like, so what's your favourite bit? And I'll be like, well.
I'll be honest with you, it's an in-depth podcast about the show. I doubt the question that they're going to pose to you is, what's your favourite bit? That's up there with, so do you like the uniforms? Fuck's sake, man. I imagine it'll be more in-depth than that.
Well, I just didn't want to embarrass myself. So I'm okay embarrassing myself on this podcast, but a different podcast, which with different listeners, they'll be like, who is this moron?
Casual. They'll call you a casual. They'll be like, who the fuck is this casual? Yeah. I keep getting asked to do UFC stuff for BT Sport to go on and get interviewed about the UFC and that. And I can't because I do love it and I know quite a lot about it, but I don't like jumping into that punditry level. Punditry level of sort of banter. I just can't do it. I'll be left. Yeah. And I hate winging it. Years ago, I stopped winging it. I winged it for about 5 years doing stand-up, and then I got all right at it.
Well, I've learned from your mistakes of winging it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm all right for that.
Oh, nah.
So anyway, great podcast.
Yeah, great podcast. Amazing show. But if I have a couple of beers, I can't watch Line of Duty. I have to wait because I can't follow it.
Yeah, it's intense.
I'm a fool. Mm. I'm a fool.
How did we get onto this?
Just talking about
getting divorced.
Yeah, getting divorced. Okay, what's your beef?
My beef with you this week is, right, every time I'm texting someone, you always ask who I'm texting.
Right.
And I know it's, like, I know it's not because you're, like, a jealous man or anything like
that.
Definitely not that. You're just nosy, so nosy. I'm trying not to say the F word, can you tell?
Yeah.
You're just really nosy, and it gets on me wick, because why do you want to know? Because you'll go who you're texting, and I'll go, oh, Angela, and you'll go, right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Just want to check everything's all right. Just want to be across. So I just want to be across everything.
It's so irritating. You are like, honestly, I feel like our relationship's turning into you are my irritating younger brother.
That's weird.
And I just want to go and shut up.
That's weird because the other day you told us that I was now like one of your girlfriends because you had no one to gossip with. So I'm your husband, I'm your colleague, I'm your younger brother, and I'm one of your girlfriends.
Yeah, that's good what it's grief. Become. Because we sit and slag people off, but you're not very good at it. You're really shit at slagging people off.
I'm quite nice. Yeah, I'm.
No, it's not that you're nice. You're just not very good. You don't.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
So I find that being a comic, you can like doing stand up for years. You can either basically step out of the equation and not join in on the slagging off, or I go far too far. You go like heckler level 10, and then you'll be like, Jesus Christ, Chris, that's my friend you're talking about. And I'll be like, oh, well, sorry. I've only really got one speed here.
There's no in between. Actually, yes, that is you.
Yeah.
That is
like,
you.
Like, I can either just go, well, you know, she might have been having a bad day or whatever. And you're like, oh, you know, good. But I'm like, yeah, but then me next level up is, you know, a lacerator. And you're like, why are you an evil person? And I'm like, well, this is the only two speeds I've got.
Okay, fair enough.
I've got. I'm really sorry.
Listen. Linda, licking.
Right, what?
We're not going to be like this forever.
What do you mean?
But we're not going to be stuck together forever.
I know,
so
right.
It's fine.
Okay.
What's your beef with me?
Oh, I've got three. Right, I'm going to pick the nicest one because that was just asking you about texts. Let's have a look. Bumf. So I've got a reoccurring beef, right? But then I've got something to say. I'll tell you what. Right, yeah. Okay. You looked at me the other day. Right, you haven't met the hairdresser yet, have you?
No.
You haven't met the hairdressers yet?
No, because I'm not good at booking things.
Yeah, but you're going on Monday,
yes.
Right? You still look beautiful, right?
Thank you.
I think your hair looks fantastic, right?
It's horrific.
You turned to me the other day and you said, you look so much better with your haircut, Chris. I can now actually look at you. Because I had my haircut the other day. Shout out to Shannon who cut me hair. You said, I can now actually look at you, right? And then you followed that up with, right? And this was the kicker. It was ruining your face. That's what you followed up with. It was ruining your face. I don't want to make this a male and female thing, but if I turned to you one day and said, you really need your roots done, it's ruining your face, I'd be sleeping in the shed. Yes or no? There'd be absolute hell on.
It'd be, you're so shallow. Is it all about looks for you, is it?
Chris, I can actually look at you now that you've had your hair cut because it's ruining you. Brilliant. Telling us, not fancying us because I had long hair is absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. Telling us is the painful bit. I mean, I will give you a couple of points for not telling us while I had the long hair.
No, that I didn't say it once.
Yeah.
Didn't say it once. Could you not tell? Could you not tell?
I do that many things that repulse you these days. I kind of keep track.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
Great.
Just that long hair did not look good.
The worst thing about it was the long hair that I had. I mean, I wore a cap for months. Shout out basically every bloke I think has just been wearing caps and hats forever. Uh-huh. I had to do it a couple of days for a couple of videos where I had to do. And I did it and I was like, this is a fucking mess. This is terrible. And then I walked past a photo of our wedding day and I was like, oh my God, it's exactly the same as the wedding day.
Yeah, it was long
and
then.
And I thought it looked cool at the time. Like my dad, when I was younger, would look back at photos of him in the 70s and be like, look at the fucking clip of this. Look at me here. Oh, God. And I'd be like, oh, Dad, he looked so stupid. I didn't think mine would be like 5 years, 6 years ago. I thought it would take longer to look back at me photos of me old haircuts and go, what a twat. My dad's was like 3 decades he was doing it, and mine's like 5-6 years. It's ridiculous.
Outdated so quick.
Oh, God.
You just look better with short hair.
Oh, sick of it. But yeah, shorter now. It's all right. Yeah. Is it is improvement for you?
Yes, I can look at you again now.
Oh, fantastic.
Dare I say? Might fancy you a little bit.
Oh, God. Strain and order. Obsessed with me.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the
Public. It's worth noting before we dive into questions from the public that just in the moment of pausing there while we were getting on to the next section, I looked at my watch and looked outside and Rosie, as if telepathic, said, you're not going on a bike ride today. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
They do take a while, like.
They take a while and you just like to sneak off on your little bike rides and I never get a chance to sneak off, so no. You're not sneaking off today. Okay. It's my turn to sneak off today.
Great.
So Imagine you can have the kids.
You see the fucking and rules. I'm gonna the sneak rules off. Implemented in this household. Fucking,
you have no rules, Ramsey. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I don't know. I will go on the island or something. I forget it. I will go on one of them just to get away.
Good. I hope you die.
Whoa! Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Again, a huge, massive thank you to everyone who has ever sent anything in. We really do appreciate it. We are cracking through. We're getting through as many of them as we can. You just keep delivering fantastic stuff, and we can't thank you enough. It's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. Thank you all.
I think we should take that out.
What?
Good, I hope you die.
I hope you die. You've said worse.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I recall a few episodes ago that Rosie said her mum said she wants a wicker basket coffin when she dies because it's cheaper.
Oh, yes, that uplifting chat we had. Crikey.
Being a coffin and casket maker myself for over 25 years, believe me, it's not.
Really?
It's not cheaper.
Well, that makes sense, actually, because if you go to Blimmin, like a hardware shop or a home shop, and you want, like, a little wicker basket for in your, you know, I don't know, in your living room to put, like, blankets in or something, bloody expensive wicker baskets. Proper expensive.
It says here, forget wicker and cardboard. That's just another excuse for a funeral director to take your eyes out even further.
Really?
It says here, a plain veneer-coated chipboard is the thing to go for all the way. Recycled wood and more economically friendly than anything else.
That is the most depressing bit of good advice I've ever received.
Listen, I just think if you're going to want to learn something from this podcast, then you are. You're going to take a little nugget of information away each week.
And there it is. This week's little nugget of information is how to bury yourself nice and cheaply.
And good for the environment.
Good grief.
There you go.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My ex-boyfriend used to get a nosebleed every time he got an erection.
I shouldn't laugh at that. That's really bad. Like, bless him. But that, oh my word. That's a hell of an affliction. I mean, I remember an erection being a difficult thing to hide. Like, at school, you could get a random erection or whatever in a class. Difficult thing to hide an erection. I've always said women have got it really easy. You can't really tell when a woman's turned on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It just stays on its own, just in the underpants, just a little bit of...
Oh, that's horrible.
Just no one knows, little secret. But men, you know, blokes, you've got, you know...
Look at you after doing that. That's vile.
You can spot it through some trousers, do you know what I mean? Mm. But if your nose bleeds as well, I mean, crikey.
Yeah.
It's like having one of them... You know when you go to a radio station and they've got the big red on-air sign? It's like yeah. that. It's like a big bing.
Ready for it.
I mean, I suppose only if people know that that's his affliction, exactly. to be fair. But yeah, bless him.
Do you want to hear the story?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Poor guy.
In college, I started to date someone who had been my friend for a year or so before. The first time he came over to mine, when my parents were out, we started to cuddle on the sofa, and it went on from there. So awkward to describe, how do people write sex books? Eek.
I like that. Honestly, I like that you started with cuddling. Well done.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Anyway, he was on top, clothes on, just dry humping.
Oh, well, that didn't last long, did it?
Good times.
The niceness. That just...
and we were kissing. Then all of a sudden, he said, "Oh my God," and pulled back. I was really nervous, as it was my first time doing anything with a boy and thought I'd done something wrong.
Oh.
It turns out he had got a nosebleed and bled all over my face.
Brilliant. Lovely.
Yeah. We cleaned it up and just laughed it off. We carried on and it happened again.
Every time.
At this point, I worried about blood loss, but he said it was normal. Soon after, his dad came home and picked him up and we didn't speak about the incident. We carried on seeing each other, but the nosebleeds became a regular thing when we started to get frisky because it turned out he got a nosebleed every time he got an erection.
Oh,
bless
man.
Him. This is so grim. This is so grim.
Come on then. We're ready. On behalf of everyone listening, we're ready for
I don't mean grim. It's not disgusting. It's just really sad.
Okay. Oh, well, maybe not.
We got into the routine of getting it on with tissues by the bed. And literally, as soon as he got an erection, his nose would spurt blood.
Oh, no.
We'd clean it up and then carry on. Sometimes, if we didn't want to wait, he would hold a tissue under his nose whilst we had sex to catch the dripping blood.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing.
Oh, Chris.
The poor
I'm
guy.
I'm sorry, but can you imagine someone just bleeding on you. Just. Absolutely awful.
I mean, can I suggest that he does the thing where you just make two like bullets
yes.
and just stuck the bullets up your nose or a couple of tampons?
Stick a couple of
tampons. I mean, there's having sex with socks on and then there's having sex with two tampons hanging out your nose. Poor lad.
I know. Do you want to hear
my goodness.
What happened?
I mean, it must be something to do with blood flow and blood pressure.
Not sure. But I thought it all went to the, you know.
Yeah.
But it all went there.
I don't know, he's got a blooming flow problem going on
somewhere. Something's blocked.
Oh, God.
So, this happened almost every time for the first 2 months. And then all of a sudden, it stopped happening.
Oh.
This led to a conversation whereby I accused him of not fancying me anymore.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man!
Because his
What's
nose
What's wrong
didn't
with women? I knew you were going to say that. That's some shit you'd come out with. Hey, your nose just doesn't bleed anymore. I mean, that's it. Did you come? Did your nose bleed? Well, did it though?
Why don't you bleed for me anymore?
Oh, the poor lad. You cannot win.
He's not bleeding anymore. He promised me he did still fancy, because she said, "Do you still fancy us?" He promised me he did, and we went on to stay together for 2 years before breaking up for an unrelated reason.
Goodness me.
yeah.
That's just that typical. Absolutely typical, that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't bleed as much anymore. You know that thing that was a massive pain in the arse? Well, I've decided that it doesn't happen anymore, that I'm now annoyed. Taught you would absolutely do that. That would be you.
What do you mean?
You would 100% do that.
Oh, I might ask.
Yeah. Not, oh, thank God that's happened, but oh, well, I bet she was crying. I bet she made a right fucking song and dance about it. You used to bleed, Lord. And then we watched that film the other day and it was a sex scene and it bled for that, but it didn't bleed for me. I'm the real thing. Oh, God. God. Idiot.
Why do you bleed for that girl on the telly? Will you not bleed for me anymore?
Bleeding all over your phone for Pornhub, aren't you? But not for me. Pathetic. Honestly. Fucking, you can start an argument in a room on your own. You know that.
No, I tell you what, though.
You really could.
That's a pure mindfuck, that is, though. Ugh. Honestly, imagine if you're sat in a pub, like... and his nose just starts bleeding. I'd be like,
waitress in a low cut top leans over the table. Just, sorry. Oh, poor lad.
And she's like, oh, can I get your tissue? I'd be like, no, you can't actually.
Keep your tissue to yourself. starts licking the blood off his face and it's some kind of weird sexual thing.
Oh, it would become a thing. It really would.
Yeah.
Ugh. And can you take that back? You make me out to be some sort of lunatic.
No, sorry. I will not, because you've agreed. You said it would be a mind fuck, and then you said you would ask. So shut up.
No, but maybe once or twice.
Brilliant. There you go. Well, there we go then.
Become a bit more confident. Ridiculous. In me non-bleeding boyfriend.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, tell you what, the conversations.
Lad. Poor lad.
Oh, it just said at the end, please keep me anonymous because my mum listens and I don't want her to know the truth that when she caught my ex leaving my room with a nosebleed one night, it was because I was giving him a handjob before. So.
That's harrowing. That's absolutely harrowing. What have you been doing there? You haven't been getting hanky-panky? No, mum, I punched him. I hate him. Oh, that's fine then. Bloody hell.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Loving the podcast. Only discovered it at the start of lockdown and it's really kept me going these past few months, so thank you.
Thank you.
When I decided to send you my story, I did consider using the "my friend did this" line. However, that would have been a lie.
Respect for the honesty.
Yeah. As long as this is kept anonymous, then I am willing and ashamed to admit this actually happened to me.
Go for it.
So firstly, a bit of history to the story. One of my good friends is a bit of a technology geek and some months ago took great pride in demonstrating to me his new virtual reality headset.
Okay.
He showed me the games he could play using a headset and even joked that there are now virtual reality porn videos.
Oh, why does everyone mention that straight away?
Because people are disgusting.
Ever you see VR, like whatever they invent, people find a way to put porn on
people
it.
People sexualise stuff all the time. Just always
putting porn on stuff.
Do you know what I always think of whenever I think of technology and how manky it's getting, right? Yeah. I always think of, do you remember the film, the Super Mario film?
Yeah.
When they live in that horrible, dystopic, disgusting world.
Yeah.
Where they go and there's like tech and it's just computers and it's minging. What's it called?
I don't know.
Where it's just minging and he's got a good pointy tongue.
All right, okay. Oh, well, like Bowser's Kingdom.
Yes, right, I just always think of that.
Right, okay. Wow.
You know what I mean?
I can't believe you've referenced the Super Mario movie. You can't get that anywhere, do you know?
Can you not?
You cannot get it for love nor money anywhere. It's on no streaming places.
What?
It's like they've tried to pretend it never happened.
It was the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was horrendous. I think it goes down as like one of the worst films in the history of the
world. I really liked it.
Yeah, all right.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I remember
about,
being harrowing. I remember
it was
being
scary,
wasn't
it? I
remember the Koopa Troopas had like really small, weird heads. It was like quite scary.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the world that I think of when I think of technology taking over in a bad way.
Some people think of The Matrix, some people think of iRobot, Rosie thinks of Bowser's fucking Kingdom on the old 90s Super Mario.
I do.
God,
I
Lord.
I do, honestly.
Wow.
Minging.
Right.
Right. Obviously, being the upstanding member of society that I pretend to be, I demonstrated my disgust at this before the topic of conversation moved on.
Okay.
So he said he can do porn. He's like, oh, yeah. God, disgusting. Not being one for technology myself, I didn't give the VR innovation any further thought.
Okay.
Fast forward a few weeks, and whilst making a cup of coffee at work, a colleague informed me that the office had a stock of VR headsets, which were intended to be used for some sort of online well-being sessions.
Oh, God.
This triggered memories of the demonstration that my friend had given me some weeks earlier, and more specifically, the existence of VR porn.
Right.
Upon discovering that the headsets were readily available for staff to use...
A communal head, come on!
I decided to take one home with me one day. Conveniently, a weekend where my girlfriend was due to be attending a hen weekend
in
Benidorm.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you think it was a lass?
Yeah.
Did you?
At first, yeah.
No.
Disgusted by porn and all that, yeah.
No, it was just a bloke being like, oh porn
right,
on VR.
Okay.
Goodness me. Anyway, thus meaning I had a free house all weekend.
Horrible.
I'm sure by now you will have already worked out my intentions. So let me cut to the chase. On the Saturday morning, shortly after waving my girlfriend off on her trip, I settled down on my bed for my first ever virtual reality wank.
Oh, yeah. On a communal borrowed works VR headset
intended for well-being sessions.
I will hold my hands up here and say that this is possibly it could qualify as a well-being session.
Well, that's true.
It could qualify
looking
as a well-being session. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Self-help.
Yeah.
But one, what kind of workplace is just knocking out the VR headsets left, right, and center. Where do you work? Fucking Google. Probably. Like, that's expensive. That's a big... And, oh, the... What if someone else from the office had had it and done that? You know? What? Oh, nah.
It's on your face, you know. It's nowhere near your bits.
Nah, but you know...
You're talking like he's going to put it round his crotch.
He might hit himself in that eye with his spunk.
Oh, come on.
It's been done. People have done it. It's been done. I just can't... I can't picture myself ever being able to relax enough. Putting the... I've got a VR headset. I've got one for the PS4. Then we've got one of them Oculus things. I can't... relax when it's on. A, because you gave us a fright and hurt me arm that time.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
I knew you'd mention
you
that.
You did. You gave us a fright on it. But you just... I've tried... I remember I got the Iron Man game and I tried to play on it. You and Robin in the old house before Rafe was born, you and Robin went out and I put it on and I was taking it off every 5 minutes because I felt like someone was walking in the room and just gave us a fright.
Mm-hmm.
You're like... I just can't relax enough to even play on it normally. So the idea of porn on it would be the worst. Getting caught wanking would be bad enough if you were just looking at porn on your phone. If you've got a headset on and you're full on like in the position and that, Christ on earth. Come on then.
So he's on his bed, settling down for his first ever virtual reality wank.
Pathetic.
I should point out that my bedroom is very private and not overlooked by any other houses, so closing the curtains did not cross my mind.
Sorry, why would it not cross your mind?
You can't see anything outside, out of mind. Wearing just a pair of boxer shorts, I found a suitable video on a popular online website. Strapped on the headset and proceeded to enjoy my own company, complete with hardcore virtual reality sex taking place in front of my very eyes. Hang on. So, I thought that I've got this wrong.
Right.
Do you just watch videos on there?
I don't understand
how it works.
I thought
it was a person. I thought it was like a...
I don't understand how it works. I mean, I imagine you're not in control of it like you would be a computer game because that would just be impossible to make.
That's what I thought it was going to be. It's a bit of crap.
I don't... I've never...
Just watching porn on VR. It's just going to be there around you.
I imagine it's, yeah, like just being...
Like you're in the room?
Yeah, can you turn your head and look at stuff? I don't know.
Don't know. Anyway,
I don't know how they would do it.
He said here, I will spare you the detail.
Thank
However, after several minutes, I was done and whipped off the headset, content with my first experience of virtual reality porn.
Right.
As I lay back, relaxing on the bed, my gaze turned to my bedroom window. To my surprise... it appeared slightly wet, with the occasional drop running down the outer glass.
Shut the fuck up. That's a...
Confused at this mysterious moisture, given that the sun was shining and I had not heard any rain, I staggered over to the window for a closer inspection. To my horror, there, on the roadside... was my window cleaner.
Yes.
Loading his ladder and cleaning product back into his van, I was mortified. This poor man had just cleaned my bedroom window and will have been clearly faced with the sight of me on my bed, cracking one off, semi-naked, wearing a massive VR headset. Oh, yes, Christopher.
Yeah?
One final detail to this story, which I have so far failed to mention. My window cleaner is also my girlfriend's uncle.
You're fucking right. It serves you right. It's
awful.
Girlfriend, uncle. That's delicious.
Horrible.
That was it. So I worked out. I nearly said, as soon as you said, left the curtains open, I nearly went, what if the window cleaner comes? But I thought it was a ridiculous thing to say. That, what, like, you've got a virtual reality headset on. Why would you not close the curtains? What, oh, I like daylight on me. I like to get vitamin D while I'm wanking.
It has now been several months since this shameful, embarrassing episode. And so far, my girlfriend has not confronted me about it, so I can only assume that her uncle has kept this to himself.
Wow.
It must be a window cleaner's code.
I was going to say, it might be. Like a doctor-patient confidentiality.
Do you think that's a thing?
It's like window cleaner wanker's confidentiality.
I bet it is a thing.
Yeah. Or then again, it weirdly, so I was squeegee in the shower this morning, and I was thinking about window cleaners. I don't know if they look in.
They're looking.
Yeah, you know, they might have developed like a technique where you're just looking at the window.
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd have to have a look in. Do you know what? Actually, that's probably a job that I'm scared of heights. I've already...
Brilliant.
I
got rid of that. Yeah, so, yeah. I'll be your window. Yeah, hello, Rosie's window cleaning. I'd like to book you. Hello, is it a bungalow? It's not. No, I'll fuck off then. Bloody death trap. Two floors, you kidding us?
Sorry, I can't be any higher than a foot off the ground. Get a nosebleed.
Or is that your erection?
That's supposed to be. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My mum told me a story the other evening that I just couldn't believe. I screamed, sat shocked, and immediately said she needed to let you guys know. Mm. This is even worse than the boy who borrowed his mum's vibrator for his one-night stands.
Oh, Prepare yourselves. I forgot about him.
Do you remember that?
I forgot about that menace.
Oh, horrible. Someone my mum works with, let's keep her anonymous for her sake, informed her of a very dark secret the other day. One that, if it were me, I'd never tell another living soul.
Oh, this is juicy.
Mm. The girl in question had been rummaging through her mum's room one day when her mum was out at work and had come across her mum's secret drawer.
Oh.
As seems to be the theme with the podcast, she found a dildo / vibrator and took it to her own room when she decided to use it that evening.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. No, why is everyone... No, just people not realise what happens with these things?
Bored, a lot going on. What do you mean what happens with these things? Like what they are?
Like what the dough...
Clearly, she took it to her own room to borrow it.
Yeah, but you know, your mum's stuff's on that.
I know, mangy. After a night filled with uncontrollable pleasure, her words, not mine. Oh, jeez, Louise. Do you know when you just wouldn't want to hang around with someone anymore?
Do you know what you really don't want flitting through your head while you're pleasuring yourself? Your mum. Crikey.
I've got nothing to say to that. I was going to say something really horrific, but I'm not. She decided she'd buy her own and looked at the toy in question to find it online.
Jeez. Oh, great.
So, try before you buy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, imagine walking into Ann Summers. Now, I had a shot of me mum's and I want the same one as that, but I obviously don't do that model anymore. God.
Ew. A little early Christmas present, or so she thought.
Horrible.
Although there wasn't any branding on said sex toy, there was a very distinctive notch at the top, and upon a quick Google search, she discovered the truth. And it was something that would haunt her for the rest of her days.
Right.
This toy, the very one that had brought her so much pleasure, was a customised one that you can mould around your partner's penis.
No!
Yes, that's right. This woman had used not only her mum's sex toy, but one that was an exact replica of her own dad's penis. Why?
Incest by osmosis.
Why did she tell anyone?
That is one of the best things we've ever had emailed in. That's
awful.
That's up there in the greatest hits already.
But why would you tell anyone that?
That is the...
How much have you got to love your partner to get a dildo of their own
really
dick?
Really weird.
Like, come
on. I would never allow that, because then it would be like, next time you're having sex, you'd be like, oh, I do this better. Like, I use your knob better than you use it. give it here.
I don't need you anymore.
It's like the sex version of a backseat driver. Not like that, man.
Why does your knob not vibrate? Can you turn it down?
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Like, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh,
can we just put it out there? Stop using your parents' sex toys because that's just so wrong on so many levels.
Just awful. Just let that be a lesson to you. Don't use your mom's dildo because it could be an exact replica of your dad's dick and you could essentially have just been having sex with your dad.
Oh, stop it.
That's what you did. She had sex with her dad.
Isn't there websites now where you can get sex toys in the company of your house? Like in non-brand and stuff.
But I assume so.
I don't know what
they're
called.
Oh, so but what you're trying to say is we live in a world where it's so easy to just get your own. Just get your own.
That's what I'm saying. Get your own. And if you live with your parents, I'm sure there's websites where you can buy them and they don't come in like, this is a vibrator on the box.
They don't come in a big glass box.
So you can buy them online and they'll come quite discreetly.
Imagine buying a dildo online. It says discreet packaging and it comes in like a fucking glass display case. And there's two blokes carrying it up the drive.
Woo, sex toy.
And the guy goes, "Now we actually do have to install it, madam. So if you can just bend over."
Oh, You're being ranked, the day.
Oh, I'm being ranked. You're blooming talking about people shagging their dads. How dare you? You asked for this.
Somebody wrote this in.
Somebody wrote this in.
Just eat. Oh, yeah. Horrible, this, like. Why do we do this?
Oh, it's
awful,
isn't
it?
Fun.
I'm just the mouthpiece for these.
Best part of my week.
Is it?
Yeah, fantastic, that. Oh, hey. Oh, your dad's dick. Yeah. Oh, God. Distinctive notch as well. Distinctive notch.
That's the dad's knob. It's got a distinctive
weird.
Notch.
It's got a distinctive little notch.
Like a mushroom dick.
Oh, stop it.
Mm.
Oh, pleasure button.
Oh, stop. God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag My Noi, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, as always, thank you so much, guys. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. The tickets, again, have been rescheduled. The shows are happening in September. The live shows, get on there now. Merch available on the website, etc., etc. Thank you so much. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.